Well, Ian Neun has been a fixture in our drama scene since the 1960s, on stage, on both big and small screens, and on radio. He dominated New Zealand television when it finally shook off its shackles back in the early 70s and became one of our first star actors. 5 years later, he did the same thing with our film industry as an actor, a writer and a director. And now, well, he's done it again. He and Irene Wood put in heartbreakingly good performances in the TV series The Pact, currently on TVNZ On Demand. But back in 1965, all that was to come. Owe It There was a play quickly created by Bruce Mason to take advantage of a tour by our then biggest export, singer-actor Inia Tuiata.
Land alive! Look at them fish! Finest damn fish ever saw!
Ka paita ka ika. Ika matua. Ai, Gilhooly, daddy of the fish for Matt tomorrow. Help me lay them down, Gilhooly girl.
Oh, jeez! Look at this dirty big wapaka. Life in him yet. Look at his ruddy great tail flapping.
Well, Ian Neun joins us now. He was part of the cast of that rather lush, delicious play that you'll hear after the news at 3. Kia ora, Ian.
Kia ora. Could well have been me flapping the fish.
I'm sure it was. What memories does hearing those voices revive for you? I think you were, what, an internal trainee at the time?
Yeah, pretty much. I was really just starting in radio. In those days, when you auditioned, you had to audition for 5 different accents, 3 British ones, an American one, and an Australian one, but not a New Zealand one. Well, I had a New Zealand one, so I was training. But what I remember mainly from that experience was Inia. His wife, Beryl, wrote a biography some years later after Inia died, which she called Most Happy Fella. And he indeed was. I mean, he was really working during that week. He was performing Porgy at night, which means sitting on your feet for 2 hours. I don't know how he could even walk the next morning. And then he'd come into the radio studios and play the lead role in a very demanding television radio play, and then go back for another performance. So you could have expected him to be sort of quiet and sitting on his own, but not at all. He was very, very jovial and very engaged with everybody.
Was there a real sense of kind of occasion, Ian? I mean, Owe It There would have been a rarity at the time, you know, an actual New Zealand play telling our stories and our voices.
Yes, and Bruce turned it out within about 6 months. Bill Austin, who was running radio drama, heard about the Porgy tour and immediately got hold of Bruce, said, quick, write me a play. Inia Tuiata is going to be in town and we'll grab him and record a New Zealand play. And so Bruce jumped at it and wrote Owe It There in about 6 months. And we were ready to go and Inia turned up.
I mean, listening to it, I mean, they were such the golden years of radio drama. And I mentioned that word lush, you know, the sound is so rich. We've got a photograph up on our webpage of, you know, this large cast of actors and they weren't all of them voicing it. So it was really like a radio spectacular, I guess.
Oh, yeah. And the marvellous thing about the Porgy and Bess tour, thinking of the cast that we had in the Owe It There, we had all the Māori performers who were in Porgy and Bess. Now, the thing about Porgy and Bess is that you would not get a licence to put the show on if you did not use black actors of African descent in the chorus, and a special arrangement was made for New Zealand to put it on using Maori actors. So we had a mixture of black American actors and Maori actors in the Porgy and Bess we toured here. And it really did have its own special kind of feeling because of that. So when we turned up in the radio studios in the mornings, there would be this marvellous crew, and led by Don Selwyn, who was playing the youthful lead in Awatea. It was the very early days of Don's professional career, and he was starting off already on one aspect of his very distinguished career that he loathed, which was being the intermediary between Māori and Pākehā.
What,
he did that for the...
In terms of what, negotiating with the cast?
Understand each other and get on with each other.
Well, when you look through the cast, not only Don, you've got, you know, Pat Everson was there, Tim Elliott, Tony Grosser, young Martin Sanderson. I mean, this production really was a who's who. And it reminds me, Ian, that radio drama has been so important for New Zealand actors.
Well, radio drama, I mean, 1964 was the opening year of downstage theatre, and we were getting £8 a week. My rent was £7. Without radio drama, we couldn't have survived as actors at all. So radio drama paid about £2 an hour or something. And if you could get 7 or 8 hours of radio drama a week, then you could get by.
Were there skills and techniques that you learnt through radio drama that were useful to you on stage? I mean, I'm thinking voice and voice work, but did they go together well, the two?
Well, the thing about radio drama in those days is that it was very dominated by a group of people who came over from England and sort of from British rep and took over radio drama. And they were very, very good at what they did, but it was in that British rep style. And all our plays came from the BBC. So we all had to be able to speak all kinds of English accents. And Welsh was very difficult. But the style was, you would use the word lush. It was quite lush. It wasn't until we got into telly and then into movies that actors really had to master just talk. Don't project, don't shape the words, don't emphasise things. Just talk the way you talk normally.
And you're overseas, I think, Ian, at the end of the 60s, and things had changed when you came back. You mentioned, you know, before auditioning and the Kiwi accent wasn't part of it. So I guess this is when being Kiwi was cool.
When I came back, it had become so. I was away late 66 to the end of 68. And when I got back, we were doing plays by,
Dame Fiona.
Fiona. We were doing Fiona Kidman plays and plays by a few other New Zealand writers. And I'd come back from Wales with a beautiful Welsh accent, quite mild, but definitely coloured. And I had to get rid of it very determinedly and re-find my Kiwi accent in order to get work.
Goodness me. Ian, I need all afternoon to talk to you about your life and times, and we will do that at some stage. Although, I'll share with you this text that's come in. It says, we were one of the few Māori whānau in Adelaide. In the early 60s, we hosted the cast of Porgy and Bess to a hangi at our place. I was about 8, and I never forget meeting them all, especially Inia. Lovely stuff. Thank you for that. I want to fast forward. I mean, one of the joys of talking to you here, it's kind of a bookend. So we've got you in 1965 with Awatea, making history as a radio drama, New Zealand radio drama, and here in 2021, your performance in that with Irene Wood in The Pact is just astonishing. When you saw the script, when it was mooted to you, because it's a tough, You know, it's a really tough issue we're looking at here, voluntary euthanasia, very divisive in the community. What struck you about the script, even before you started performing in it?
The thing that struck me about the script most when I first read it was, a number of things. One, the courage of the writers and producers in taking on such a difficult subject. Two, the heart of the play. It had a good heart. And three, it involved a lot of humour. And the humour leavened the loaf and made it swallowable. It was a really tough play to be working on.
Emotionally, it must have been really tough. I mean, you were taken to very difficult places as an actor, Ian.
Yes, places I don't like going to.
It hinged. I mean, the whole cast is fantastic, but it really does hinge on Betty and Frank's relationship, and believing that the two of you have been in this loving marriage for all of those decades. I'm not sure if you and Irene had worked much before, but what is the preparation for a role like that?
For me, it was, g'day, Irene, how are you? Because we're talking about 1965 a few minutes ago. In 1964, Irene and I acted together in one of the first downstage plays. And we were members of the inaugural downstage cast. So I'd known Reen for years, nearly 60 years. In fact, I first knew Reen in 1961, I think, when she made the costume I wore for a Vic Drama Club show of a Chekhov play. So I knew Reen from about 61.
Well, no wonder it worked so well. But it's a beautiful thing. And again, I mentioned before, Ian, that it's a difficult subject. I mean, if you think it's, you know, the Springbok tour and the current vaccination debate would be, you know, just as difficult an issue for people to deal with. What response have you had to the show? It's been up on demand for a few weeks now.
Yeah, certainly comments and things on Facebook and emails and things have been very positive. People have very much taken the show the way I think the producers intended it to be taken, as a story and characters to become involved with, to be taken to heart, and then to think about. It leaves you with a lot to think about, and it certainly doesn't come up with quick and easy answers.
Are you pleased with the roles that are coming your way on stage and screen?
I'm pleased with, I'm always pleased with the role that comes my way.
Are they satisfying roles, I guess is what I meant. Ian, are you getting, you know, scripts and opportunities that delight you, you know, that excite you and, like this one, challenge you?
Yeah. I was doing it over the last, I mean, I'm 80 this year, and I have been doing kind of one or two stage plays a year for the last 5 or 6 years. And in that time, I've decided to walk away from directing and writing movies. At my age, there's just too much BS involved in trying to get a movie off the ground. So I love being able to do a stage play every now and then. And any TV or film work that comes my way, of course, but at my age you don't get that many more parts, so I'm actually spending all my time, and have been for the last 5 or 6 years, going back to an old love, and that is, I'm painting all the time and loving it.
Ian Yoon, we'll get you back.
No BS. painting.
No BS in painting, that's a great quote. We'll get you back to talk about your painting another day. Thank you so much, Ian. You can see Ian at the peak of his acting powers, honestly, on the TV series The Pact, currently on TVNZ On Demand. And you can hear a rather younger Ian as part of the big cast of today's classic drama at 3, 1965's Oh, It There, Part 1.